If you have classes at Lakeshore Campus, be prepared for some closures in the lead up to next weekend's Nuit Blanche event. Here's an update from Humber Galleries. There will be a handful of space closures and impacts on the east side of the campus. The majority of the impacts will take place outdoors and on the event weekend itself. Visible work will begin to occur Wednesday, October 2nd as outdoor projects are installed around the cottages, but impacts will be kept to just small areas around the quad. During the event weekend, all cottages and L building will be closed for the event and regular activities will be suspended from 12 p.m. Saturday, October 5th until 12 p.m. on Sunday, October 6th at the latest. Our teams will work diligently to open spaces on Sunday once post-event production wraps up. Closure notices will be placed at all cottage entrances as well as around the L building to keep the community updated. Please see a full list of closures below. Closures leading up to the event, October 2-5, Quad Field. Partial, small closures. Traffic flow will not be restricted. Thursday, October 3rd and Friday, October 4th, all-day K Cottage first floor common area. Friday, October 4th, 2 p.m. onwards, L Building second floor. Friday, October 4th, 2 p.m. onwards, Nuit Blanche event weekend. October 5th and 6th, cottages C, D, E, F, H, I, and J fully closed. Saturday, October 5th at 4 p.m. Sunday, October 6th at 12 p.m. L Building, cottages G and K partially closed. L Building 3rd and 4th floor and west side stairwell, all floors, fully closed. Saturday, October 5th, 7 a.m. Sunday, October 6th, 12 p.m. L Learning Commons, computer area and study rooms, fully closed. Saturday, October 5th, 12 p.m. Sunday, October 6th, 12 p.m. Cottages G and K second floor fully closed, and first floor partially closed. Saturday, October 5th, 12 p.m. Sunday, October 6th, 12 p.m. Colonel Samuel Smith Park Drive, south of Lakeshore, and Ring Road around cottages closed, no vehicle access. Saturday, October 5th, 5 p.m. Sunday, October 6th, 7 a.m. Source: Humber Communique.